Hello.
Hi, good afternoon. This is Jessica of Opinion Research, a national survey research firm. And we're listening to voters in your area today to get their opinions and advice on issues facing us all. To begin, are you registered to vote in Texas?
Yes.
Great. And which county do you currently reside?
County, Cameron County.
Thank you. And are you or is anyone in your household employed in the news media, a market research firm, an elected official, or actively involved with political campaigns?
No.
Great. Thinking about past November general elections for a moment, which party's candidates have you tended to vote for most often? Is that Democrat, Republican, or do you vote independent of party?
Democrat.
And on a scale of 0 to 10, with 0 meaning not at all interested and 10 meaning extremely interested, please tell me how interested you are in the November general elections for President and Congress.
5.
On most issues, do you consider yourself to be very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
Moderate.
Now, I would like to read you the names of several people and groups. For each one, please tell me whether you have heard of that person or group, and if so, whether you have a positive or negative impression of them. If you do not recognize the name, just say so. Now, here is the first name, Vice President Kamala Harris. Positive or negative impression of them?
Positive.
Would that be a strong or just a somewhat positive impression?
What was that again?
Would that be a strong or just somewhat positive impression?
No, I said positive. Positive
is
impression.
Is that strong positive or is that strong
yes.
positive or somewhat positive?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Next is Texas Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick. Positive or negative impression?
Negative.
Would that be a strong negative or just somewhat negative impression?
Strong negative.
Next, State Senator Morgan Lamantia. Positive or negative impression?
Positive.
Would that be a strong or just positive somewhat impression?
Just positive.
I am afraid you have to choose between strong and somewhat positive,
positive
impression.
Positive somewhat.
Thank you. Next, Republican candidate for State Senate, Adam Enohusa. Positive or negative impression?
To be honest with you, I can't really say. I don't know who he is.
That's okay. Next, former President Donald Trump. Positive or negative impression?
Negative.
Would that be a strong negative or just somewhat negative impression?
Strong negative.
Next, the Democratic Party. Positive impression or negative impression?
As a whole, the Democratic Party as a whole?
Democratic Party, yes.
So it's either positive or negative, right? So
yes,
it's going to be positive.
Right.
Positive. Positive.
Would that be a strong or just somewhat positive impression?
Somewhat positive impression.
Next, the Republican Party. Positive or negative impression?
Negative.
Would that be a strong or just somewhat negative impression?
Strong negative impression.
Next, Texas Governor Greg Abbott. Positive or negative impression?
Negative.
Would that be a strong or just somewhat negative impression?
Strong negative impression.
Thank you. If the election for President of the United States was held today and you had to make a choice, for which one of the following candidates would you vote? Democrats Kamala Harris and Tim Walz, or Republicans Donald Trump and J.D. Vance?
The lesser of two evils, Kamala and Tim.
If the election for United States Senate was held today and you had to make a choice, for which one of the following candidates would you vote? Ted Cruz, Republican, Colin Allred, Democrat, or Ted Brown, Libertarian?
Colin Allred.
For which one of the following candidates would you vote in the election for state senate from this part of Texas? Adam Hinojosa, Republican, Morgan Lamantia, Democrat, or Robin Vargas, Green Party?
Morgan Lamantia.
Thank you. Do you think Morgan Lamantia has done her job as Texas state senator well enough to deserve re-election? Or do you think it is time to give someone else a chance to do better?
Well, she just got in, and from what I've seen, she's been pretty effective. So maybe the second term will be more effective.
Thank you. And now give me 1 second. So that means your answer would deserve a re-election, correct? Just like
yes.
Discussion.
Yes.
Thank you. Now, I would like to read you some information from the public record and news reports about the candidates for state senate. For each item I read, please tell me if that information makes you much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely to vote for that candidate. Now, here is the first statement. Adam Hinojosa knows that the radical liberal values and woke policies of Washington, D.C., are not the values of South Texas, and that this year is our chance to provide our area with a new state senator who represents our values. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely to vote.
For him? For Adam?
Adam Hinojosa.
Well, like I told you before, I really can't make a decision because I don't know who he is. But just by the statement
you read,
all he's parroting is just talking points. So if he's gonna be like that, I wouldn't vote for that guy.
Okay, so would that be much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely to vote?
Much less likely.
Next, Morgan Lamantia broke her promise to the voters and now votes on legislation to benefit her family builder business, creating a clear conflict of interest. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely to vote.
Now, I hate to do this to you, but I didn't understand what you just said.
Let me repeat. Morgan Lamantia broke her promise to the voters and now votes on legislation to benefit her family beer business, creating a clear conflict of interest. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely to vote.
Well, if that is a true statement, if that's a fact, very less likely.
Is that somewhat less likely or much less likely?
Much less likely if that's a true fact. Well, you just recited.
Thank you. Now, next, Adam Hinojosa supports securing our border to protect our families. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely to vote?
Somewhat less likely.
Adam and Hinojosa believes we must protect innocent life and the lives of pregnant women, new mothers, and their babies, and that's why he will provide better, more affordable health care for our mothers and children. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely to vote.
Hinojosa is a Republican, right?
Pardon
me? That guy, Adam and the horse, he's a Republican, right?
Republican, that's right.
Yeah, no, very, very less likely because he wouldn't do that. He's got to go along with the party line, which is not going there.
Okay, so was that somewhat less likely or much
no,
less
no,
likely?
No, less likely. Much less likely.
Thank you. Next, Morgan Lamantia has opposed numerous border security measures, including funds to build a border wall. She even opposed establishing a terrorist offender registry. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely to vote?
Much less likely. That statement is factual.
Morgan Lamantia opposed making voter fraud to a felony-level crime. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely to vote.
Much less likely.
Next, Morgan Lamantia supports state funding for children transitioning and gender mutilation surgeries. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely to vote.
I'm going to apologize. I had an incoming phone call, and I didn't quite get all you were saying. Repeat, please.
No problem. Morgan Lamantia supports state funding for children transitioning and gender mutilation surgeries. Is that much more likely to vote? Somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely to vote?
Somehow less likely.
Okay. Next, to prepare high school students for the jobs of the 21st century, Adam Hinojosa will work to pass education reforms, including career tech programs, for students who don't plan to attend college. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely to vote?
I'm going to say much less likely because he's a Republican and the Republican Party wants to do away with the Department of Education. So that statement in itself doesn't hold any water. Okay, go on.
Morgan,
go ahead.
Next. Thank you. Morgan Lamantia is working against jobs in our area by supporting overreaching federal regulations on oil and gas production in Texas. Much more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely to vote?
Much less likely.
Morgan Lamantia doesn't support Second Amendment gun rights and wants to place restrictions on the purchase of firearms, which will take freedoms away from Texans. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely to vote?
Well, I would what was the first option?
Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less.
Much more likely.
Thank you. Adam Hinojosa supports our state's efforts to identify and dismantle transnational criminal organizations and gangs that prey upon our communities. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely to vote?
Much less likely.
Next, Adam Hinojosa trained and graduated from the police academy, and that is why he is a strong supporter of law enforcement and supports maintaining local police budgets. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely to vote?
Much more likely.
Thank you. Next, Morgan Lamantia offered a bill to allow Planned Parenthood and other established abortion support groups to receive state and federal taxpayer dollars. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely to vote.
Much more likely.
Adam Hinojosa will pass a bill to cut property taxes. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely to vote.
Much more likely.
Next, Morgan Lamantia voted against ending no-cool diversity programs on Texas college campuses, even though they divide students according to race and ethnicity, and teach that some races and ethnicities are superior to others. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely to vote.
Much less likely.
Adam Hinojosa is a successful entrepreneur and job creator, and today he operates small businesses working hard to grow and revitalize Corpus Christi. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely to vote?
Less likely.
Was that somewhat less likely or
somewhat
much less
is.
Likely?
Somehow or somewhat less likely.
Okay. Morgan Lomelia is in favor of pornography in school libraries and is endorsed by lesbian, gay, bisexual, questioning, queer advocacy group. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely to vote?
Much less likely.
Morgan Lamantia supported allowing local governments to mandate vaccines and require people to wear masks. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely to vote?
Much more likely.
Morgan Lamantia voted to allow local prosecutors to pick and choose which laws they enforce and not require them to enforce all the laws on the book. Much more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely to vote?
Much less likely.
Adam Hinojosa had tax liens filed against his businesses for failure to pay tens of thousands of dollars in taxes. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely to vote?
Much more likely.
Morgan Lamantia opposed school choice legislation that would have allowed parents to use state funding to send their child to the school of their choice, be it a public school, a private school, or a charter school. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely to vote?
Much less likely.
Adam Hinojosa will work to protect our children from the radical leftist agenda, like critical race theory and gender modification, and bring sanity back to our school policies. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely to vote?
Much more likely.
Adam Hinojosa has multiple businesses that have been sued on numerous occasions, and many of the cases were decided against Hinojosa and his company. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely to vote?
Much more likely.
Next, Morgan Lamantia is currently campaigning against windstorm insurance rate increases, but when she had a chance to do something about it, she voted against reducing insurance rates last session. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely to vote?
Much more likely.
Thank you. And having heard more about them, For which one of the following candidates would you vote for state senate? Adam Hinojosa, Republican. Morgan Lamantia, Democrat. Or Robin Vargas, Green Party?
Morgan Lamantia.
Now, just a few questions to make sure we have a representative sample of voters. In what year were you born?
I was born in the magical year of 1949.
Sorry, 1949.
You're talking to an old timer. Yes.
1949. Perfect. And do you consider yourself to be of Hispanic or Latino descent, such as Mexican, Puerto Rican, Cuban, or some other Central or Latin American background?
I guess Hispanic.
Hispanic. Okay. And is your race Anglo, African American, Asian, or some other race?
I'm Mexican.
Okay.
Mexican-American.
And I understand. Do you prefer to get most of your political news and information from news sites on the internet, from social media such as Facebook or X, from local TV news, from blogs and emails, from newspaper, or from cable news networks?
Everything. All those items you mentioned. That's where I get my news from. The only place I don't get news from is Fox News. They're a bunch of liars.
Thank you, Ben. Thinking about the television programming you watch most often, do you watch more English language television or more Spanish language television?
Anglo, English-speaking shows.
Great. And which comes closest to describing how you currently receive the television programming you watch most often? Is that commercial-supported streaming services such as Hulu, local cable system, streaming over the internet without commercials, through an antenna, satellite dish, or DirecTV?
Which of those? Well, I watch everything. I watch DirecTV, but streaming.
Okay, so which comes closest to describing how you...
All those, because I have cable. You mentioned, what else did you mention? Streaming?
Commercial support streaming support services?
Yes.
Local cable system? Streaming
That's
over
right.
the internet without commercial?
Yeah,
through an
yes.
antenna? And satellite dish? So all
no,
of
not a satellite dish, no, no.
Satellite dish or DirecTV?
Well, DirecTV, I can access it on the internet.
All right. Thank you. And do you have an Instagram account? Yes or no?
Yes, I do, but I don't use it that much.
That's okay. A Facebook account?
Yes.
A YouTube account?
No.
An X account?
No.
All right. And which one of the following statements most closely describes your own position on the issue of abortion? First, abortions should never be legal. Second, abortions should be legal only in cases of rape, incest, or danger to the life of the mother. Third, abortions should be legal for any reason during the first 3 months of pregnancy. And abortions should be legal for any reason at any time during a woman's pregnancy.
The second.
Thank you. And that concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. I do appreciate your time. And
thank you.
Thank you so much. You have a wonderful day. Okay?
You too. Thanks a lot. So long. Take care.